Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Orgasmic Birth: Your Guide to a Safe, Satisfying, and Pleasurable Birth Experience is a nonfiction childbirth book by midwife Elizabeth Davis and filmmaker, doula, and birth advocate Deborah Pascali Bonaro. It belongs to the pregnancy and birth guidance genre. But it is more ambitious than a standard prenatal manual because it challenges the assumption that birth must be managed primarily as a medical crisis. Instead, the book presents labor as a physiologically driven event shaped by hormones, environment, privacy, and emotional safety. Its purpose is to help readers understand how birth conditions can support relaxation, bodily confidence, and a more positive experience. The book also broadens the idea of orgasmic birth beyond literal orgasm, using the term to describe ecstatic, empowered, or deeply satisfying birth experiences. In that sense, the book is both practical and conceptual. It offers preparation advice while also reframing how readers think about childbirth, women's agency, and the relationship between sexuality and birth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing birth as a physiologic and pleasurable process. A central argument of the book is that childbirth should not automatically be understood as an ordeal defined by pain, fear, and medical control. Davis and Pascali Bonaro argue that birth has its own physiology, and that when that physiology is respected, labor can become more manageable and sometimes deeply pleasurable. This is not presented as a claim that every birth will feel euphoric, but rather that the dominant cultural script of suffering is incomplete. The authors connect this reframing to a broader effort to restore trust in the birthing body. By changing expectations, the book tries to reduce the tension that can intensify labor and make women feel passive or disempowered. The analytical value of this section of the book is that it links perception to experience if birth is approached as a normal bodily process, rather than a problem to be fixed. The emotional atmosphere around labor changes. That shift is one of the book's most distinctive contributions to childbirth literature. Secondly, oxytocin, privacy, and the hormonal conditions that support labor. The book places strong emphasis on oxytocin and the conditions that allow it to work effectively. Davis explains that privacy, relaxation, low stimulation, and a sense of safety help preserve the hormonal environment that supports labor progress. Bright lights, constant observation, conversation, and unnecessary intervention are described as factors that can disrupt that process by keeping the neocortex engaged and pulling attention away from instinctive labor rhythms. This theme matters because it translates a biological concept into practical guidance. The reader is not simply told that hormones matter. The book shows why the surrounding environment matters as well. In this framework, birthroom design, provider behavior, and the presence or absence of interruption are not minor details. They are central to labor experience. The book thereby gives readers a way to interpret labor support in concrete terms. A calm, private setting is not just comforting. It is physiologically relevant. That argument is one reason the book resonates with readers interested in low intervention or birth-centered care. Thirdly, holistic midwifery and woman-centered decision-making. Another major theme is the book's commitment to holistic midwifery, especially the idea that the pregnant woman is the primary expert on her own body and experience. Davis contrasts this approach with technocratic models of care that can reduce childbirth to monitoring, compliance, and protocol. The book does not reject all medical care, but it does argue that care becomes more effective when it is centered on the woman rather than on institutional routines. This is why self-awareness, self-confidence, and active participation are presented as important birth skills. The practical implication is that preparation should involve not only information about labor, but also reflection on fears, body image, sexuality, nourishment, and emotional readiness. That broader scope distinguishes the book from narrower childbirth guides. It treats labor as part of a whole person's life, not a standalone event. The result is a model of care that values informed choice, relational support, and embodied knowledge, which makes the book especially relevant to readers drawn to midwifery and person-centered birth practices. Fourthly, choosing birth settings, providers, and support people intentionally. The book repeatedly stresses that a pleasurable birth is influenced by who is present and where birth takes place. It encourages readers to think carefully about whether a hospital, birthing center, or home birth setting best supports their needs, and to evaluate providers based on their ability to protect privacy, trust the birthing process, and avoid unnecessary disruption. This is a practical extension of the book's broader philosophy. The setting should support the body rather than compete with it. The role of partners and doulas is also important here. Support people are not treated as passive observers, but as active contributors to comfort, emotional safety, and continuity. The book suggests that informed, respectful support can help a woman stay relaxed and connected to her labor. This topic is analytically distinct because it moves from physiology to logistics. It shows how values become choices in practice, and why preparation is not only about learning techniques, but also about selecting an environment and team that align with the desired birth experience. Lastly, a broader definition of orgasmic birth and its limits. The book's most debated concept is its use of orgasmic birth, but the authors define it broadly. It can mean literal orgasm for some, yet it more commonly refers to ecstatic, empowering, joyful, sensual, or deeply satisfying birth. That distinction is important because it prevents the term from being reduced to a sensational claim. The book argues that orgasmic birth is less about performance and more about reclaimed bodily agency and emotional integration. In this sense, the term functions as a challenge to the idea that birth must be endured rather than experienced. At the same time, the book implicitly acknowledges limits. It does not claim that every labor will be orgasmic, nor that positive birth outcomes are guaranteed if a woman simply tries hard enough. Its framework depends on conditions that are not universally available, including supportive providers, respectful settings, and minimal interference. That tension is part of the book's significance. It makes a bold conceptual claim while still grounding the idea in a broader spectrum of positive birth experiences, which is why it stands out from more conventional childbirth titles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pregnant readers, birth partners, doulas, midwives, and childbirth educators who want a more holistic and body-centered view of labor. It will also appeal to readers interested in the relationship between sexuality, physiology, and birth, especially those who feel underserved by conventional prenatal advice. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers think more deliberately about environment, privacy, hormonal support, provider selection, and emotional preparation. Its intellectual benefit is equally important. It challenges the assumption that childbirth is inherently a medicalized and painful event, and replaces that assumption with a more nuanced account of how birth experience is shaped. Compared with many books in the pregnancy category, this one stands out because it combines advocacy, physiology, and birth philosophy without treating them as separate subjects. It is not simply a comfort guide or a natural birth manifesto. It is a book about how women's bodily experience, support systems, and institutional settings interact during labor. That combination makes it distinctive, especially for readers seeking an alternative to fear-based childbirth literature. If you would like to support Elizabeth Davis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.